600 tons of dirt has just been dumped on the floor of Madison Square Garden. That's because the first leg of a 28-city tour by the professional bull riders starts at the arena tonight. WNYC's Stephen Nesson caught up with one of the cowboys in Lower Manhattan.
Douglas Duncan is a pro rider who was ranked 16th last year and looks the part. The 24-year-old has a close-cropped beard, sports a shiny buckle around his trim waist, and wears custom leather boots, tooled with his initials on the side and a mustache cowboy on the front. He arrived in the city earlier this week from his ranch outside of Fort Worth, Texas. He was not quite prepared for the frigid weather this week.
I feel out of place without a pea coat. I wanted to go buy me one.
Duncan is a third-generation cowboy and has been riding big bulls for half his life. His father quit riding about 6 years before Duncan was born, after he broke his neck riding a bull. Duncan says despite concerns from family and teachers, bull riding is all he's ever wanted to do.
I started riding when I was probably two, riding around the house or the dogs, anything I can get a leg over. My dad said that instead of toys, they made a cardboard box and acted like a chute, and I'd play in it all day.
The sport is pretty straightforward. Stay on the bull for 8 seconds, hope it bucks wildly, hold on tight. The riders are judged half on how well they ride and how well the bull bucks or kicks its hind legs. Points are awarded, and riders proceed to the next round. Duncan says he can tell just by looking at a bull which one's a good bucker. He has about 25 practice bulls at home on his ranch that he uses to work out with. Duncan is not into social media or digital technology. He does have a smartphone, but admits that the cowboy life is a fast-setting sun.
It's dang sure fading away. Cowboys just, I don't know. I'm a cowboy. It's a way of life for me. It's not just a title. So, I mean, it's a way of living. And it's pure and clean, and I think a lot of people give a lot of respect to cowboy.
Last year, Duncan placed fifth in New York and walked away with about $16,000. He says he's looking forward to a good season, then heading home to spend some quiet time on the ranch. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.